You are listening to the Speaker Springboard Podcast with your host, Alfred Poor.
Welcome to the Speaker Springboard Podcast, where corporate leaders, business executives, and other good public speakers come to become great speakers. Every week, you'll hear about practical tips and valuable resources that will help you get your message across, whether it's on stage or online. This week, my guest is Adam Houlihan, the founder and CEO of Prominence Globert. He's a speaker and a book author, as well as an expert on LinkedIn. He knows how to harness the global power of LinkedIn to increase your influence in your industry. He's a firm believer in being authentic and courageous in your social media strategies. But more than just growing his business, Adam is focused on doing good in the world. As a result, he has a passion for philanthropy, and he works with the Global Giving Initiative to make a positive impact on the lives of people around the world. So Adam, welcome.
Thanks, Alfred. It's a privilege to be here with you today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me just start off with, who is your ideal client?
Alfred, our ideal clients are essentially the owner of businesses. Those businesses would serve the B2B or business-to-business market. But most importantly, they are people that are very okay with being the face of their business. What we do is make them very sort of prominent, so they've got to be very okay with that visibility.
Excellent. And what's the key problem that you help them solve?
Well, it's essentially, I suppose, at the end of the day, it's really we help them generate new business for their business. But the first problem, it's kind of a two-part problem. The first problem is visibility. What we help them to do, first of all, is get very visible using LinkedIn as a platform to do that. So we're very niched in the LinkedIn space. And once they have that visibility, then you know, we have a process that then takes that visibility and generates new business.
That's awesome. So have we run the concept of thought leadership into the ground yet, or is that still an okay term to use for this?
Yeah, it's it does cover it, doesn't it? But the term we use these days is sage-like presence. So, but at the end of the day, it's it's all about it's. But I agree with you, Alfred. I just think the term has been overused, and people are starting to call themselves that. And in my opinion, it's, you know, whether you use the term sage or thought leader or whatever, in my opinion, it's not a title. It's something that's bestowed upon you by others. When you start referring to yourself in that way, it just loses a bit of authenticity.
At least we seem to have managed to get rid of guru for a while.
True. That is a positive in the whole space. So
what are some of the typical symptoms that your clients tend to have when they have this problem of visibility?
Yeah, so it's a two-part thing. That the first is LinkedIn itself is a wonderful platform if, and I do mean if, you know how to use it really well. And the problem that, you know, most of our clients have is they just don't have the time to be across the constant changes that happens on LinkedIn. And of course, that's where we come in, and you know, we're always across that. And then, you know, we're using strategies to make sure that their profile, but also the content they create is getting a lot of visibility on the platform.
Yeah, I know firsthand. I've been active in LinkedIn almost from the start. It takes effort to grow that organic following.
I was going to say, it's often that's the response a lot of people have, is it takes a lot of effort. What it really takes is just an understanding of the algorithms and how LinkedIn wants content created. Once you understand that and change the way you create content a little bit, it's the effort's not overly difficult. It's more the knowledge of understanding, you know, how to do it the right way.
So if you do it the wrong way, what are some of the mistakes that you make?
Yeah, it is a two-edged sword, isn't it? So if you do it the wrong way, essentially you just get no visibility on the platform at all. LinkedIn plays favorites, and you know, it's kind of like you're in the top 1% or the bottom 99%. Now, I know that sounds a bit harsh, but that's the reality of kind of how it works. And so, yes, essentially, if you're not doing it the right way, LinkedIn's not considering you a preferred sort of profile, preferred content creator. Therefore, they're kind of putting you down in that the masses, so to speak, which doesn't mean to say you don't get good value from what your time you spend there. You're just not going to get the level of visibility that that top 1% gets.
Awesome. So what's one thing that people could do on their own to start moving the needle on LinkedIn?
I think that, you know, the number one thing always we say is to optimize their profile the right way. So, you got to at least have a professional looking profile to as number one. People are not going to take you seriously and also LinkedIn is not going to show you in a lot of searches if you don't. So I always say start with the profile.
I've heard the saying, your LinkedIn profile is for the job you want, not the job you have. What do you think about that?
I agree with that in a certain sense, but it also depends on the outcomes that you're looking for. So when we talk about profile optimization, we start with the end goal and work backwards. So if your role is to be a speaker, if that's what your real passion is, then your profile needs to be optimized around being a public speaker. If you're just looking for a role as a CEO, then how you optimize your profile would be completely different to that of a public speaker.
But one of the real eye openers for me some time ago was, oh, you mean I don't put my title where it says title?
True. You
know, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, you know, are fill in the blank types and miss that opportunity.
It is. And, it's not one thing, as you would know, because you've been on the platform a very long time. LinkedIn is not an intuitive sort of that. And even when they bring out new features and with the, they don't really do a great job of letting the network know, one, you know, that the features are even there, or two, how to really use them effectively. So, and you're right, you know, putting your title, the worst thing you can put as a title is anything like CEO, owner, president, vice president, anything like that, because you become cannon fodder for all the marketers that are looking to market to those people.
Exactly. So, is there one valuable free resource that you could share with everybody on the podcast?
Yeah, I'll share the link to it for you, Alfred, that you can share with everyone. But we developed recently it's called the LinkedIn Productivity Assessment. And it basically, there's four parts of really getting LinkedIn sort of working, you know, really well for you. And it'll give you a ranking on those four parameters. And it'll also give you the next steps of how to improve all four of them. So I think that'd be pretty helpful for everyone.
I've got the link sent to me ahead of time. But I will put it in the description of the podcast. So anybody cool. who's listening to this will be able to find it. Click on that and go get. And it's a free assessment.
Yeah, 100%. There's no upsell or anything on the back of it. It's just purely there to help people improve their profiles and everything else.
I'm a little nervous to take it because but I'm curious to see how I'd score. So I'll have to look into that. Clearly, there's this whole topic of LinkedIn is something that goes on forever. But I always like to ask, you know, what's the one question that I didn't ask you that I should have asked you?
It's a good question. I would say it's the question would be, you know, on the 80-20 rule, you know, what's the 20% of activity I could do that's going to get me 80% of the outcome? That would always be my favorite question. So let's just say you asked me that. I'm sure you'd like the answer. So really, there's four parts of getting LinkedIn really right. The two most critical parts is get your profile sorted out. That assessment will definitely help you do that. And there's no cost involved in doing that, just a little bit of your time. And then it's all about content. So content is the real differentiator between the people that really stand out on the platform and those that don't. So if you're not creating some content already, just start posting just one thing a week. You know, to be honest, at maximum, when we work with our clients, they never post more than three times a week. It does not have to be a massive amount of content, but just get started. Just post one thing a week. But the key thing on that, Alfred, is you always have to end that piece of content with a call to action And the call to action has always got to be a question. And the reason for that is that people are more inclined to interact on your content if you share some good information, then ask, it can be as simple as, what's your thoughts on this? And then people are more inclined to leave their opinions on your post. And of course, that's what's going to start to get the traction algorithmically. So that's the 20% that gets you 80% of the result.
That is such a wonderful tip. And I know that I don't do that enough. So I commit now to going forth and doing a better call to action on my posts. That's wonderful. Adam, I just can't thank you enough. This has been so rich, and I would love to continue this conversation in the future sometime, because there's clearly a lot more to this. Thank you so much for all you've given us.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and look forward to doing it again sometime soon.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you or your team would like to improve the impact of your online presentations, be sure to attend the free monthly demonstration of the Speaker Springboard system. For details, go to www.speakerspringboard.com/demonstration. Hope to see you there.